This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath. We're about to get back into it here with what many have described as the most, I do say so myself, interesting radio program around. Radio and devices, you can all get us, and usins includes Jay Kirshner, me, Doug Steffen, all of you. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas with the good news in this hour coming from an elementary school. Yep, school's back again. There was an old, let's see how far this goes, the 50s. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. That was the name of an old clothing store. And everybody used to go to Robert Hall to get the school clothing, what we needed to start school, new pants, new shirts, all that stuff. I bet your father remembers that. So let's go from that to an elementary school. This is the parent-teacher group. One of the Ohio communities made morning drop-off lines bearable by having entertainment.
They knew their audience.
In the line. Yes, right. So this is Austintown Elementary School in Youngstown, which is south of where you are. First day of classes, there was a pop culture flashback. Traffic signs inspired by celebrities. Let's see here. MC Hammer. But what parents
like, can't
know,
touch this. Yeah. It was like, can't park here.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Gosling, a meme that goes around. It's like, hey, girl. And that one, they used that. It's like they knew that these parents were millennials older Gen Z or even.
They knew the audience.
Yeah, they knew their audience. They knew what was going on. They were totally garnering towards the drivers, not the students getting out of the car.
Right. Yeah. So anyway,
But they also wanted to show that the PTA has a good sense of humor and showcase their personalities. Don't you want to join the PTA and have fun and have meetings to come up with these signs? Right. I know I do.
Yeah. I remember when I was teaching school, the relationship we had with the Parent Teacher Association sometimes was a little frazzled, I would say, because there were things that we needed, and we always were asking the PTA. This is how silly, and it's become worse, actually. All the money that's set aside for education, and there still isn't enough money for pencils and paper. Mm-hmm. I don't know, do they even use pencils and paper anymore?
My youngest sister is having an issue of how she can never keep enough pens and pencils in her pencil bag because she's always losing them or giving them out if somebody else doesn't have one, and then she doesn't have any for herself.
Yeah. All right, well, school back in session. Hey, fall is, what's today, the 7th? So 2 weeks from today. Unga bunga.
Cheers.
No, boo. 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 All right, speaking of booze, Steve Bannon, remember him? Pardoned by Mr. Trump. Expected to turn himself in today to authorities in New York because he's facing charges of corruption, all kinds of things. They're really hot onto Trump's tail, and some of the people that were around him by default are getting caught up in the mess. Thought it was interesting that Bill Barr, talking about the Department of Justice, saying that they were jerked around by President Trump, deceived by President Trump. This doesn't, a lot of people feel, well, the Trumpers don't like him because he's anti-Trump. But at any rate, he has a lot of friends in high legal places, respected as a lawyer. He said the federal government spent months trying to track down classified documents that went missing after Trump left. And how long is the government going to try to get that back? They talked about it for a year. They were given deceptive information.
They were given everything back, but there were still things missing.
They weren't, So
it's
now because all of this stuff was in Fox interviews, now Trump says Fox is no good. Okay. How many of those deals do we have? under the circumstances. Speaking of that, I was talking earlier about Massachusetts having the primary yesterday and voting. I said, the lady said to me, when I signed in, she said, which ballot would you like? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you're going to have a Republican ballot if you want to vote in the Republican primary, or you can vote in the Democratic primary. And I looked at her with a straight face, and I said, both. And she jumped back in her chair. I said, what? You can't have both. Nobody's ever asked me for both. I said, why? Why can't I vote in both? Why do I have to be buttonholed as a Democrat or a Republican? Why can't I express my preferences in both parties? And she was dumbfounded because she had no answer, because there is no good answer. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't you be able to vote in both? Then leave it to me.
Or if you ask, like, well, what's the third option? I don't identify with
Republican.
Yeah,
what is a libertarian? Yeah, right. And I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't identify as either a Republican or a Democrat. So, anyway, that was yesterday. The Republicans nominated Jeff Diehl, who's a Trump-backed candidate, and he'll have about as much chance to be governor as I will. So that's the end of that. It's too bad because the last governor here was a Republican, but he couldn't make it. They did polling. He couldn't make it through the primary because the Trumpsters would vote against him. This is how important it is to vote in primaries, because the Trumpers didn't like him because he was moderate. And there's no place for moderates in the Republican Party. There's none. Zero. So guys like me, yeah, go find your own party. Get out of here. We don't want you. And that's what's happening around the country. It's pretty sickening, actually. And so anyway, I'm looking at some of the other results, and it's a lot of the yeah. In politics in England, Liz Truss has taken over as the Prime Minister in England. She met with the Queen yesterday. Boris Yeltsin gave his resignation to the Queen, and now the ceremonial transfer of power took place. They went to the Queen. Liz Truss was then installed as the Prime Minister, and away she goes. Moved into Downing Street. How about that? And that's another very conservative.
Like, yeah, it's official. Boris Johnson says, no, I resign. And then Liz Truss was like, I'm in.
Yep, in like Flynn.
This was a big one, too, because it happened at Balmoral, the castle in Scotland.
Yeah, she's up in the Queen's in Scotland. Scotland. So Jennifer here yesterday, she made a couple of interesting observations about this. In terms of Ms. Truss, she's the third woman to be prime minister, and we couldn't remember Theresa May. We remembered, it just went out of my mind. The first one was...
Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher, right, thank you. We remembered her, but we didn't remember Theresa May. And it was just after I talked to Uri Geller on the program, and Uri has a home in Sonning on Thames, where he lived in England for 20-some-odd years, has this beautiful estate. He's never sold it. He keeps it. And it's right next door to where Theresa May lives, and across the street from one of the great rockers. I'm trying to remember who it is. And parallel across the street is the house that George Clooney bought with his wife on the Thames, too. So they're all at this little village. There aren't 300 people that live in the village. And you can imagine what the real estate prices are in there with that bunch living there. At any rate, around the world, a tower ride crashed in India. Another reason. Is a tower ride the amusing part? Is that like a roller coaster? What's the tower ride?
It's less of a roller coaster, but still a thrill ride nonetheless. It's one of those things that has like this disc around a long cylinder that goes really high in the air.
Would you ride one of these things?
No. I'm not big on the like being shot up in the air or just dropping. I do like roller coasters, but these type of thrill rides are not my style.
Yeah. No, it's
scary. It's broken. That is just traumatizing.
Awful. Yeah, right. And it was 50 feet above the ground. A lot of people got hurt, 30 people on the ride. Yeah, very scary. Scary stuff. 16 past the hour. In a moment, some focus on babies and what they're eating and what they ought not to be eating after these words. the home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I know that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, some school stuff, as long as we're really kind of, I think, appropriately so, Jay, you're wrapped up around things that are going on in schools and around school. The Head Start program, you know, the federal program that is for pre-kindergarten youngsters, still requiring universal masking. And so there are a lot of people who are complaining to the Center for Disease Confusion. That's what I call it. Their guidance, I love this, doesn't require masking, but yet the federal, this is one arm. What? One arm of the federal government doesn't know what the other arm is doing. They don't talk to each other. So Head Start, CDC says you don't have to have the mask, and Head Start says, we don't really care what you say. We want everybody masked. This is really, I think, difficult for youngsters. I think children ought not, if there's any group that ought not to be wearing masks, for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that parents are concerned it could hinder the development of youngsters, I think emotionally, physically, you name it.
Well, and toddlers, there's still a certain capacity in their brain that's not fully developed until the age of 25, really, that they don't understand. Like, 2 years and up is when you can start wearing a mask. And if you're mandating a 2-year-old wears a mask and then getting upset that they won't leave it on, like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're two. They're three.
2 years, like, no, ridiculous. Nah, it's nuts. Here's a mother who shared.
Keep on some mask. You're expecting a 3-year-old to?
Yeah. A mother, in a moment of vulnerability, opened up on Facebook about her teenage daughter's going back to school and the anxieties that she faced. What she didn't expect was that the message would gain traction all across social media. And I want to talk about that in our in the next couple of minutes in our social media platform that we have here. I thought this was something that helped people to understand. You see one person's experience, and that's the good side of, you know, all of this stuff on social media. So we'll touch on that in a moment or two. It's 21 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Is this a growing thing? More and more people are becoming aware of animals that are in need.
The more people that are in animal ag that transition their farm to a plant-based farm or to a sanctuary, a 501c3 sanctuary like we did, the awareness of the possibility of animals being rescued is more prevalent.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, time for us to check in with social media, things like what's on Facebook. By the way, you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. So here's the story of a mother who shared a message on Facebook about her teenage daughter's going back to school. And it's very much worth your time, worthwhile. Story about a 15-year-old girl named Lucy and whether or not what's going on with her, perhaps what's going on with your child. We'll pay attention to the details after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
So here's what's going on with this lady, Stephanie Cook. Her daughter Lucy, nervous about going back to school. She has a disability and was anxious about it, and so she told the story. Lucy was born early, had a brain problem when she was a baby, and the fact
she's
that she
basically
could
even, a walking, talking miracle.
Yeah, right, that she can get out and be. So she got, anyway, special circumstances. But yet, the worries were probably not unique to her, just, you know, she has this disability, but the message was pretty good. What would you think when you
when you read this, especially the night before, like, it sort of felt like a poem. It was the night before school, yeah, all through the house.
Right. So yeah. Stephanie, she posts to Facebook, and she's asking people to please consider taking time to teach their kids about other kids, like Lucy, who has cerebral palsy, and that there are other kids, including Lucy, who have challenges every day. They seem to almost be insurmountable, and also teaching that your kids have this incredible power of word to lift others up, or they can tear them down, and helping your kids choose to lift others up and seeing that some people might need a little bit more understanding or a little bit more patience, or somebody might need a friend or a nice word. And parents were seeing this as her message went viral, and they were reading it to their kids before going to school. And Lucy, after her first day, she said that she loved it. She loved being there. She made friends. She loved her teachers, and she was a little bit nervous of what other kids might think or say about her disabilities, but those were all calmed.
Yeah. Well, some words are so important. They really are. The blowback that comes from people using the wrong words, especially when it comes to youngsters, like even parents or somebody saying to a youngster, "You're stupid." That's horrible. That's one of the worst words in the English language, kind of like liar and those just awful words. You're going to try to avoid using those. So that's good. Congratulations to that mom. Good story, good message here. 28 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Legal experts are hailing a federal judge's decision to appoint a special master to review records seized by the FBI during its unprecedented raid of President Trump's Florida home, calling it a clear win for Trump. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the judge should not have appointed the special master, and the government should appeal the decision. At least 12 people died and 40 others were injured in a fire that broke out at a karaoke bar in southern Vietnam. The fire broke out Tuesday night at a bar in Binh Duong Province, an industrial production center near Ho Chi Minh City. NASA's Artemis 1 moon rocket is staying at the launch pad, at least for now. NASA's new Space Launch System mega rocket to send an uncrewed Orion capsule to lunar orbit and back has had many setbacks because of leaking fuel. The plan is to replace the seals on the launch pad. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Heard. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Legal experts are hailing a federal judge's decision to appoint a special master to review records seized by the FBI during its unprecedented raid of President Trump's Florida home, calling it a clear win for Trump, as 45 is claiming a continuation of the witch hunt. Former Attorney General Bill Barr disagrees with the transparency, saying the government should challenge the Florida judge's decision. The special master will be appointed by Friday. Cleota Apsin, the 38-year-old Memphis, Tennessee man accused in the kidnapping and murder of jogger Elisa Fletcher, was only 16 when he began a 20-year prison term for kidnapping another victim at gunpoint. He was out for 2 years before being accused of last week's aggravated abduction and murder. The National Football League season gets underway tomorrow evening when the Bills travel to the Rams in Southern California. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Good news department. Here's the story of a couple of long-lost brothers that are being reunited after 77 years. Family was divided after the war. Ted, along with his other siblings, Barry and John, separated from the youngest brother after their mother died of cancer at the age of 30.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the official Doug Steffen Good Day program, except no substitutes. There's a couple of other rats out there who are calling themselves Doug Steffen or Doug something or other, and they're trying to do radio, but they don't have Jay. So that's the big deal. That's the difference
here.
They're
just the bootlegged version.
That's it. Bootlegging Doug. All right, Jay Kirshner is here. Some of the most pleasant moments of the day I spend with Jay, and hopefully you do as well. A little poetry there. In motion, Jay, I find to be a wonderful partner and just kind of fun. And she's in the know and on the go, as they say. So I am going to clue you in to what you will see, Jay, up in the night sky as you look around. You know, I believe in astrology and I'm always reading things about astrology. And this is more astronomy than it is astrology. There is... Now, we're a little early because the harvest moon, in my experience, usually came in October. But for some reason, this year, the harvest moon is set to actually show itself
at 5:58 a.m. Eastern Time this Friday, and then remain in the sky for several days. And again, it is this year's Harvest Moon. Where's Neil Young when we need him?
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light.
Neil Young. That is a piece of work. It really is. All right, so anyway, Neptune and Jupiter, Jay, are going to be coming close to the Earth September 16th and then the 26th. So when you look up in the night sky, the big items that you will see are Neptune and Jupiter.
Jupiter's already representing.
Yeah.
It was so bright over the weekend.
Yeah, very bright. So you can we should put on our website or maybe Facebook page one of those sky watching things. That you actually find it on the NASA website, as far as that's concerned. Look up and enjoy a good nighttime, a wonderful nighttime walk. And I take Daisy out every night and have a nice, really wonderful walk. It's a good thing. Kind of puts a cap on the day.
Yeah, so pretty.
Yep.
And there's so many apps that you can actually point your device up at the sky if you're wondering, like, oh, what's that? And it will tell you.
My favorite is
Skyview. That's my favorite
app.
Is it?
Really? All right, so I have to remember Skyview. Here's some good news from California. A teenager there who says he spent most of his high school years unhoused. Oh, here we go. Homeless. Beat the odds. Starts his first semester of college, a black college named Fisk University. He was recruited to play basketball there. And also with that, hello, what a concept. Get an education. How about that for an idea?
It's amazing.
Huh? Yeah, it's a good story. 19-year-old Jeremiah Armstead is his name. Spent the last 3 years sleeping in cars and in domestic violence shelters with his mother, his brother, and his sister. Good God. Staying at a friend's house the morning he found out he was accepted to go to college. My mom called me. So mother is homeless, but she's got a phone. How's that work?
It was like a domestic violence situation that they escaped. And so they had spent the last 3 years sleeping in cars, domestic violence shelters. It was his mother, his brother, his sister, himself, Jeremiah. And occasionally they would stay at friends' houses, but they couldn't take in everybody, so they'd be separated. And Jeremiah was staying at a friend's house the morning that he found out.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to him. Imagine being homeless and then getting a scholarship and getting on the basketball team at this school. Good for him and good for the family for surviving under the circumstances. The coach used to be a Clippers player named Kenneth Anderson. I don't follow basketball enough to know that name. I know names like Stephen Curry, who, by the way, speaking of graduating or going to college, excuse me, he just got his the jersey that he played with at Davidson College retired. Curry plays for Golden State, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went back to his alma mater in North Carolina. He was presented with his diploma, got a degree in sociology.
Yeah, his bachelor's. And that's something that he had quietly been working on himself because he went to college for, what was it, 1 year or 2 years? And then he left for the NBA and he went back to continuing his education.
Yep. Isn't he kind of short for being a basketball player? He's not exactly the tallest basketball player, if I'm thinking of the same guy.
No, he's tall. He's 6'2", but that's still relatively short for
basketball players. Played basketball, and he's 6'2". And even though in high school he was tall, and in college he was kind of average for a basketball player. But anyway, this is kind of cool that they decided, the people at Davidson decided to retire his jersey that he wore when he was playing at Curry. So, good for them, good for him. What I hear about him is he's a pretty good guy. He's endowing the school with a scholarship, right? For women's program is 200 female athletes at Davidson,
mm-hmm.
who will have additional resources because of Stephen Curry's largesse. Cool. Good. All right, a couple of good basketball stories. How about we follow that up with a good baseball story? A little leaguer. This is kind of cute. Remember what Babe Ruth said? Those of you who remember, please. James, you know who Babe Ruth was, right? Let's see what the answer
is.
Yeah,
I know who Babe Ruth is.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's who Babe Ruth is. Okay.
A candy bar.
Okay, everybody's got to be a comedian. Anyway, Babe Ruth said, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. And so there's a little leaguer who kind of has lived that sort of that story. During the Little League World Series this year, game between Webb City and Iowa, a moment, sort of a viral moment, occurred that had nothing to do with the game itself. Right? Introducing the players, you know, the standard business, what's their name, what's their nickname, that sort of thing.
Yeah, where they, right? Like, the pros do this, too, where they fill out this questionnaire, and then they put it up on the screen, and it's this little, like, insight into them. And apparently this little leaguer was like, I'm just going to have funny answers for everything, Brody Jackson in his bio. And so the whole dream job he wanted it to be a chicken nugget taste tester.
So, apparently he got his choice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Wendy's, who is not one to miss an opportunity for promoting themselves, was like, hey, you can be our unofficial chicken nugget taste tester. And he gets free chicken nuggets weekly for 1 year.
Really? Oh, those cheap so-and-so. They give him chicken every week for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what I
chicken
felt
nuggets.
Like.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a big prize. Yeah. Anyway, his mother said that Mr. Jackson enjoys his chicken nuggets plain. No sauces, no nothing.
Yeah, because he feels like it deteriorates the quality and taste of said chicken nugget when you add in those sauces. Now, his dad, however, is like, next time you fill out that questionnaire, you better say you want to be a steak type tester.
Yeah, right. Steak for everybody. All right, here's some good news. I guess if you're a Frenchie or you like Notre Dame, I remember with my daughter, we had a lunch. There's a little Parisian cafe that's just down from Notre Dame. And I remember she and I went over there for a day, took the fast train from London to Paris, and we wandered around Paris for the day, and we had lunch in this cafe that was right next to Notre Dame. And I was in awe. I'd seen it once before when I was in college, but sitting underneath it, kind of looking at it and thinking about the history of this place. And it was enjoyable because my daughter can speak fluent French, and the Frenchies in Paris love it when Americans speak French. They'll spit in your food if you ask in English to order whatever. But if you speak their language, oh, I think it's fabulous. So the Megan guy and I got up and walked around the cathedral. And I was thinking about that when they had the fire. And that was, what, 3 years ago now? If you are in Paris or you're going there or have been there, you'll notice that work has begun to restore the building, especially those stained glass windows. There's some pictures of them online. Some of the windows survived, but they were covered with smoke and dust and all that sort of stuff. Some are 170, 180, 190 years old. So to avoid damaging them, they have come up with this new sort of gentle rub of water and ethanol, and that's what they're using to clean the stained glass windows. That is kind of a neat thing, if you like that. I love historical trips, historical buildings, and Notre Dame, man, is awesome. If you ever get a chance to go to Paris, you got to go see. You have to go see Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. 45 past the hour. Here's something else that's fabulous. For those of you who want to make sure that your life is full of all kinds of good things, that includes what you're putting into your body, what you're breathing, now it's time for you to consider the thunderstorm, because it works to clean the air, does so well. I've got three of them in my home. They kill all the bacteria, all the viruses, all the mold has become a big problem these days. If you look sort of the check box for comparison with the filtered, you know, a lot of these air purifiers and filters, this thing, the electronic side of the thunderstorm takes care of the problem without filters. It attacks the pollutants directly. The price is fabulous. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code Doug3, and you save $200. Get rid of all the odors. You have to, you know, why would you want to, you may not even know you're breathing dirty air. That's the thing. No floor space is taken up. Just plug it right into the wall. Pretty silent and pretty good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Be very pleased, I'm sure. Shipping is free when you use the discount code Doug3, and you'll save $200. Do it now at EdenPureDeals.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Whenever I listen to that commercial, all I can think of is the conversation that Jennifer and Victoria, I don't think you were here yet, had about a Brazilian. The girls were talking about a Brazilian, and I have a clue. I didn't have a clue.
Oh, I was here. I was there for that conversation. I sat quietly and let them take the reins. And explaining.
Thanks very much.
Because didn't you ask, wasn't one of the questions, is it when a Brazilian person?
Yeah, I think I asked some stupid question. Yeah, it was actually revealing my naivete. Our word for the day today is theosophy. You know what a theosophy is? It's kind of like it's a spiritual process, and it connects us to the cosmos. Kind of, I was thinking about it with regard to our discussion of the stars and the full moon and the harvest moon and stuff. So there it is, another pearl of wisdom from Doug's Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Suspense builds. Got a J, you're on the edge of your seat.
Totally.
Wowie zowie.
Ready.
Right.
This is my jam.
Time to create, play, and laugh with Chuck Curry. Movie Moments here. You're sharing a little love and a little music with us, Chuck Curry, a Batman theme. So what's the scoop?
Danny Elfman's great Batman theme from Tim Burton's 89 Batman. It's been deemed that September 17th will be National Batman Day in theaters. And multiplexes across the country will re-release Batman 89, Batman Returns 92, both starring Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne, Cape Crusader, and an animated Batman movie, Batman, A Mask of Phantasm, from, I think it's 93. So if you want to get a chance to see Batman and Batman Returns back on the big screen, September 17th is your chance to do so. I still think Tim Burton's Batman in 89 is one of the most unique visionary films of all time. Despite its flaws, and it is flawed, I do find that movie very unique, and I actually love it. And the sequence, Doug, when Batman comes through the skylight to save Vicki Vale from the Joker in that museum, one of my all-time favorite sequences in a motion picture. I love it.
One of the other stars of movies like that, Robert Downey never played Batman, but I think he might be a good candidate. Maybe he's too identified as Iron Man.
Tony Stark is too similar to Bruce Wayne. That'll never happen.
Right. Okay.
The question is ultimately, when they do they're going to do two more Avenger movies at Marvel. Yeah. Will they get tempted to somehow, even though
bring
his character is killed at the end of Endgame? I mean, with the time travel and the multiverses, would they get tempted to bring him back? I mean, he is absolutely box office gold and really the linchpin to the whole universe.
Why'd they kill him off then? Who is the genius that let's kill him off?
That's a debatable issue. But it worked beautifully, in my opinion. It was an amazing last 30 minutes of that movie. Yeah. And his death sequence was just pitch perfect. Very emotional, iconic. So I thought it worked. And he's done it for so long. You're only going to do it for, you know, how long can you do this more than a decade?
Yeah.
But
He made $85 million with the last one.
I know. So, incredible.
I think I'd be tempted to do it again. Frankly, yeah. Anyway,
you know,
they're
throwing money around. I know we don't do sports in this segment, but they're talking about Jacob DeGrom, the Mets pitcher. I'm a Mets fan. The guy's a great pitcher when healthy, but he's always injured. He pitches 5 innings a game, and they're talking about he'll make $50 million next year. It is amazing in this culture how much big money
what's
is being
valuable.
Thrown around.
Yeah, what's valuable? Yeah,
yeah.
So anyway, Robert Downey Jr.'s he's put together a film about his late father.
Okay.
His father had Parkinson's disease.
And
apparently it's very revealing about him. And you don't really know much about him. He had a lot of drug problems when he was younger, and that kind of interfered with his acting ability, I think, in his career. But a lot of it was wrapped around what he was dealing with his father, it seems.
Well, okay.
So, yeah, anyway.
It's a tremendous story.
Right.
I got one more thing. Top Gun Maverick actually came out as the number one film over the Labor Day weekend. I think in its 15th week of release, 7.9 million. Now done 701 million domestically. That is the making it, I think, the fifth highest grossing movie all time, discounting inflation, of course, in the U.S., which is a remarkable feat post COVID. It's just certain things for some reason find lightning in a bottle and just like it just catches on with the masses, and this is one of those projects that obviously did incredible numbers.
I just didn't mean to think about he'll walk away. We were talking about 85 million went to Robert Downey Jr. in the last one of the movies he was in, and there's more than that in store in the bank account for Tom Cruise.
Yeah, probably over 100 million.
Yeah, it pushes him over. He now will be a billionaire. How many actors do you know who have earned, they earn a lot of money, no question about it. It's a great living if you have a good career. But how many actors can you think of that have become billionaires?
I think the bigger story is how many actors that have massive talent never ever get a chance to appear in a movie, just never get discovered. There's got to be thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this is in to another one of these. Everybody's looking forward to Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And they're promoting that heavily. So that
it's good when you're 60, Doug, and you look 39. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I have to remember that. Let me write that down, Chuck. I'll write that down. Thank you. Chuck Curry here with Jay and Doug on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.